time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here is back. Back on the Valley, cold winter months. What's hot out there, Nick? Who's right off the bat? Who's your state titleist from the Merrimack Valley in any sport?
I don't know. I'm going to say Tewksbury hockey again. The goalie's back. He stole some in the postseason last year.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, maybe. And we're going to hear a lot more about them in the next segment, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. Jamie Pote is going to join us. Longtime sports editor, Wilmington and Tewksbury Town Crier. He's going to give us the scoop on the Redmen and get a little Wilmington action, too. I know they're a little out of the valley there, but they're in no man's land for our two shows. But
they are kind of in no man's land.
But our two shows do play them, you know.
They border the area that our shows cover.
No, it's going to be a fun conversation. Jamie will talk a lot about Mike Ippolito, who was his colleague who tragically, you know, suddenly died and left behind a family, good longtime sports writer there, well-known in that community of sports. So looking forward to hearing Jamie's thoughts on him and the fundraisers he's doing. So good stuff all around. But I'm excited, you know, for this winter season in the Valley, Nick. This is our second season now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for winter sports, first time we've had a chance to cover a season twice. We started in January of 2022, you know, covering, Merrimack Valley sports. So we were thrown into the shock tank that is the winter sports scene the Merrimack Andover girls, Central girls, semifinalists, D1. But let's save a little of that talk for the end of the show. We should just take a break because we got a good interview coming up with Jamie Pote on the other side. Going to talk all about Tewksbury, Wilmington, Mike Ippolito. Great stuff going on in his area. Looking forward to it. Stay with us. After the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
You Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro Nikukuru here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be sports editor of the Tewksbury Wilmington Town Crier newspaper, Jamie Hote. What's going on, Jamie?
Not much. How you doing, guys?
Good. Good. It's good to have you on, having you in this role you're not used to, being the interviewee.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Decades upon decades at that paper. Around 30-year career here. And, you know, we're here to get the winter scoop on all things Tewksbury, all things Wilmington. So let's start with Tewksbury. Like, where are you seeing some strong teams coming back? Obviously, hockey, defending state champs.
Yeah, yeah, we can start with them. I chatted with Derek Daugherty the other day. They're looking strong, and they got a brutal schedule coming up. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do. But they have an all-star. They have a tremendous goalie back in Ben O'Keefe. They have a really strong first line, a really good defenseman, Nick DiCiaccio. He grabbed a lot of headlines last year. They have a lot of depth, too. I think they're going to be very, very good. But that schedule is going to be they're in that Burns tournament. They're playing. I don't know if you guys know this. They're playing a exclusion game at Fenway Park in January. And then they have Winchester. They have, I forget who else, but they have a pretty tough schedule. So they should be very good.
Nice.
Yeah. I was hearing all last year. I mean, I covered Gloucester, and all everybody told me was, oh, if you think Gloucester's good, where do you see Tewksbury? And I never got to see them. Unfortunately, they never crossed paths in the tournament, but I mean, state champs, they ran the gauntlet there last year. I know I saw that Canton team and I thought they were unbelievable, and they beat them. I mean, it's got to be some serious momentum coming into this season.
Yeah, last year was a lot of fun, and they were loaded. Tewksbury was loaded last year, but you still have to win the games, you know, and they had a couple really close playoff games. That Canton's always great. They have a really good program too. And it was a lot of fun last year. And the goalies, Ben O'Keefe, is excellent. He's probably the best goalie I've seen, at least from Tewksbury anyway, in the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I think if they can score some goals this year, they should be right back in the thick of things, you know, come postseason, you know, assuming they stay healthy and all that stuff.
Yeah. So it's winter, it's early season here. So, we don't know who the real, contenders will be. Of course, we know boys hockey is in their mix, but it's early yet. So any other winter coaches you've talked to recently, Jamie, in terms of Tewksbury and things they're highlighting as, potential strengths out there?
Yeah, I'm running all my team previews this week, actually. And so I interviewed all the teams that I'll be covering. So I do boys and girls hockey. I do boys and girls basketball and boys and girls track. And then gymnastics. I don't do wrestling. Someone else is doing that. Yeah. But I saw the boys basketball team open Friday night against Masco, a non-league game. And it came down to the wire. Kid from Masco, I don't have his name in front of me. He was excellent. He nailed a game winner with like 2 seconds left. Huh. So the Tewksbury boys, they were 3-17 last year. They were young, inexperienced. But the offseason this year, they played great in that fall league. Down at, was it North Andover? Is that where they play? And so they've improved a lot already in one game. You can see how much they've improved. So I'm not sure how many more wins they're going to get, but I think they're going to be much more competitive. And Steve Boudreau is doing a great job, and I think he's going to, really turn that program around. The Tewksbury girls, they have a lot of girls back. They were 10-10 last year, I believe. They have a lot of girls back from last year, but same thing. The Merrimack Valley is so
loaded,
tough. Yeah. It's loaded, and especially in, I think, basketball. Maybe the number one toughest sport from top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make an argument anyway.
You had semifinalist in the Division I girls. Central playing Andover, and then Andover loses in the finals. But two out of the four state finalists are Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, and I mean that large school's so tough, and even the small school, Berwick, Chelmsford are always strong, and Drake, it's going to be outstanding with Ashley Talbert back. And so Tewksbury, the girls will have their hands full again, but I think they can certainly compete. They have two big girls in the middle. Samantha Ryan and Riley Veach. So I think they'll be okay, and they got a really good point guard. So I think they'll be strong. What's the other team? The girls hockey team, they were right around five last year. I think a couple games under. They lost two really good players, but they have, I think, a really good freshman class coming in with all those holdovers. I think they're going to be much improved.
Yeah.
They did lose their goalie, so I'm not really sure where that stands. But I think they're going to be much better as long as they score. They struggled a little bit to score last year. Mm-hmm. And then the track teams, I think Tewksbury girls will be really young, but the boys should be pretty good. They bring back Alex Arbogast, who was a New England champion in the 55-meter nice. Dash. And he just signed last week to go to University of Rhode Island.
So, wow, not bad.
Yeah, yeah, he's a really good athlete.
Yeah.
How about Wilmington? I know we're a Merrimack Valley show, but still check up on Wilmington. I mean, they play a lot of the area teams. I know they're in the Middlesex League, but what do they got going for them this winter?
Yeah, so Wilmington, same thing. I've been covering them for, you know, almost 30 years. And boys hockey, Steve Scanlon's, you know, still running the show. He was my coach when I was there back in 1992. That was his first year. And I was a pretty much a scrub on that team. But yeah, Steve's back. And they were kind of the same thing. They were borderline 500 last year. They made the tournament, lost to Newburyport. And they have a good first line coming back. The goalies, you know, was a backup last year. I think the key always for them is defensive zone coverage, you know, and getting the puck out of the zone. If they can do that, I think they'll be fine if they can score. That league's always tough. Same thing with Merrimack Valley. You know, you get your Burlington, your Wakefield, and then the large school is Belmont and Winchester and Arlington. So I think they're going to have their hands full, but I think they'll be competitive. Same thing. Stay healthy, play defense. And I think they'll be pretty good. I don't cover the girls hockey team. They combine with Stoneham. I got another guy that does that. And I know they have a couple goal scorers coming back from last year and an outstanding goalie, Maddie. I forget how to pronounce her last name, to be honest. And she was outstanding last year, and they beat Tewksbury in the playoff game. She was outstanding. I think she made like 40 saves.
Yeah.
So they should be in the thick of things, I think, in that small school. The track team should be okay. Trying to think who's on those. I think both of them are pretty young. The girls track team's coming off a state championship in the spring. That was pretty exciting. They won by 0.2 of a point in the spring. So that was pretty good. I think they have a lot of those girls back, but I think they graduated quite a bit. The boys track is, you know, they're usually competitive. I cover, this is going to be my first year covering the swim team. And they have a kid that's been a 3-year KPN League champion. I'm forgetting his first name. Ryan's his last name. I'm forgetting his first name. I'm sorry.
No worries.
And so, you know, they should be pretty competitive. I would believe that it's a co-op team. And actually, there's 26 Wilmington kids on the team, which is only, I think, a couple of North Reading kids. So, it's, you know, the tides have turned there. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And I guess someone else covering wrestling, but they got a new coach. He's been the fourth coach in 4 years. He was a volunteer years ago. Great, great guy. And I think he's gonna help turn that program around, get some numbers up. They have a kid, Julian Cella, who was a sectional champ last year. So I think he'll be, you know, guy to lean on and see what happens come postseason.
Nice. You know, Jamie Pope, he's the sports editor of the Tewksbury and Wilmington Town Crier. Let's go back a month or so. You have a very special Thanksgiving game every year. That's like when Nick has the opportunity to have, you know, Manchester Essex play Rockport in his coverage area. Always good.
Yeah.
Easy photo assignment. Get both teams done. Write them up. What was that like this Thanksgiving? I know Tewksbury handled them pretty easily out there.
Yeah, the score doesn't indicate the game. Wilmington was without two of their top players who were injured that didn't play, and then their starting quarterback got hurt. I think it was late in the second quarter. So they were kind of, you know, hamstrung there for a little bit. But I thought Wilmington played very well defensively. I thought it was probably one of their better games, if not their best defensive game all season. And in the first quarter, they really gave it to Tewksbury and came out firing. Tewksbury had a long touchdown by Alex Arbogast, the kid I was mentioning, the track champion. And then later in the later in the game, Sean Hurdle had a really long, like a 66-yard touchdown, I believe it was. Kind of opened things up. But I thought Wilmington played great, and they deserve a lot of credit because they could have easily rolled over. They were 0-8 at one point, you know, before beating Drake in Medford. So they could have easily rolled over, and they didn't. And I thought they played great. Tewksbury had a good season. You know, it wasn't one of their stronger teams on paper. And I thought they were a little inexperienced on the line. So their offense, you know, kind of struggled a little bit here and there. But for that team to get seven wins, I thought was really a great accomplishment. They lost to some really good teams. Billerica was outstanding. Chelmsford was outstanding. Andover was outstanding. Then Marblehead, Marlboro in the first round of the state tournament. Those were four of their losses. So I thought they had a really good year, and they got a lot coming up. So I think Tewksbury football is still going to be really good in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
I think Wilmington's going to be pretty good. They returned almost that whole team. So I know they went 2-9, but I think they can do some things.
Yeah. Awesome. Jamie, you know, very special fundraising tournament you were involved in over this weekend, for a great cause. Can you tell us more about what went down?
Yeah. Thanks for letting me share that. It means a lot. So it happened yesterday. So I had a guy named Mike Ippolito who wrote for me for 20 years. And he covered all Shawshing Tech sports. He did a lot of Wilmington, a lot of Tewksbury. He filled in for me when I was on vacation, if I had to miss a big game. But he wrote probably about 10 stories a week for me. And he was my right-hand man and a great, great friend. So in September, he unexpectedly passed away. He was at his full-time job, and he had a heart attack and passed away. It was on a Monday in late September. So I wanted to do something to honor him and also involve the teams in the communities that he wrote about for so many years. So after discussing a bunch of different scenarios with his wife and some other people, we decided on a basketball jamboree. And we're going to do that. We did that yesterday. And also we're going to do, you know, I think I can say this on the air. We're going to do football squares. I can say that, right?
Of course. You just did.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do football squares in for the Super Bowl. So nice. Yesterday was because I didn't know how yesterday was going to go. So that's why I did the additional squares. And so yesterday was a fundraiser. We had Wilmington boys and girls basketball, Tewksbury boys and girls, Shawshing Tech, and Bedford. And we did 16-minute games. Shawshing and Bedford played one another, and Wilmington and Tewksbury played one another. And because everything happened so late, I wanted to have each team play one another, but the MIA wouldn't let us because the season started on Friday. So under their rules, we could only play 16 minutes. So it started at 8:30 yesterday. It ended around noon. We had four games, 16 minutes. It went very, very well. I would say we probably had, I don't know, close to 300 people in attendance throughout the day. We ran two different 50-50 raffles. We ran a silent auction. And we're still tabulating how much. I'm not sure how much we have raised. But the money is going to go to 6 scholarships in honor of Mike. A boy and a girl from Wilmington, Tewksbury, and Shawshing Tech. A senior male athlete, varsity athlete, And what Lisa, Mike Ippolito's wife, is asking, you know, when the kids apply, that they write an essay about sports integrity, what it means to them.
Wow.
And how I, you know, because Mike was a man of honor. He was a man of integrity and respect. And so she wanted to incorporate that. And so the kids, you know, I forget when the, I think the deadline's April 3rd. So once the kids, you know, fill out the application, she's going to, the family's going to pick the six kids. And so we would like to make it an annual event. And so everyone was really happy yesterday. And there's a few emotional moments, not to lie. Mm-hmm. So it was tough. It was tough for me. It's been tough for me since he passed. You know, he's a great friend and do anything for anybody, and quiet, unassuming, and funny, and great father. His boys Michael and Adam were there yesterday. Large family. So yeah, it was important to me. So thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I will encourage our listeners to follow that progress, that fundraiser, as you go along and have different fundraisers that come up and scholarships and stuff like that. So, you know, that, you know, Nick and I obviously can relate. You know, you have these relationships with these fellow local journalists, right, that you develop over the years. Sure, it's a professional relationship, but it becomes really friendly, too. Mm-hmm. And those conversations that you have, people don't realize, like, you know, saying, you know, listen to this, listen to what this kid told me. That's not going in the paper, but it's pretty funny. Right. Because, you know, right. we have to be we're like filters for these, because they're still kids.
Right.
You know, and right. I'm sure you and Mike, you know, had those conversations over and over again through the years.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Mike, too. It's so obviously we're a weekly paper. So, we have to get the paper out of the door Wednesdays by like 12:30. So yeah. Mondays and Tuesday nights, the two of us are writing Frank all night.
Yeah.
You know, and so we would text and email constantly on a Tuesday night, you know, what was coming in, what wasn't coming in, what coach called us back, what coach didn't call us back.
Yeah.
You know, and this kid was sick, so he didn't call me back to do his feature story, or, you know, or what have you.
Yeah.
And, I really miss it, to be honest. My Tuesday nights are not the same, and it's been really tough, you know. Yeah. But Mike was great. He had a lot of funny stories, and one we shared yesterday. You know, I maybe I'll bring this up to make it, you know, turn things into a few laughs. Huh. The Wilmington, he's now the girls' tennis coach, but at the time he was the boys' tennis coach, Matt Hackett.
Uh-huh.
So this was like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, he stepped down as the boys coach. So the athletic director at the time, Eddie Harrison, told me, he said, oh, Matt's, you know, stepping down. And I said, oh, yeah, why? He's like, oh, he's starting a family. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Good for Matt. Uh-huh. So I tell Mike and I said, hey, Mike, can you do a story on Matt? He's, you know, he's stepping down. They're starting a family. So Mike's like, sure. So Mike interviews him, but he doesn't talk about the baby on the way, and he puts it in the story. I get a call on that Thursday when the paper comes out from Matt. Hey, my mom and dad didn't even know this. So we joked about that yesterday.
Scooping the mom. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun miscommunication story that we can talk about now. At the time, it was like, oops.
It's,
you know, I'm so sorry.
There's so many things that go into those conversations, you know,
right?
Like there's two people having this relaxed, fun conversation. And then somehow the one that's the source, the interviewee, doesn't quite imagine it going in the paper later. Right. They think they have this like kinetic, like connection that says, oh, he's not going to put that in the paper. Right. Wrong. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a funny story. So I figured I'd just bring that up because,
yeah,
you know, we had a few laughs about it yesterday. And So Mike was, he was great, you know, and he had a background before he came on with me. He wrote for the Canton paper for a while and in college and so forth. So,
oh, he must have liked the state final then last year, right?
Yeah.
Canton versus Tewksbury.
Exactly. Yeah. He had, He had some family there. He had some family there yesterday from Canton. And that was actually the last time I saw him was when Tewksbury won. And
in the garden. Yeah.
Yeah, at the garden. So it's
double coverage that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we ran a big spread when they won. And Mike was great interviewing the kids, and he was always, Mike had the ability of, you know, of spinning things, you know, and making the kid or the teams look a lot better. And he had a great way of doing that.
Yeah.
And, I miss him terribly, to be honest.
Good. Well, I'm glad we can get the word out there. You know, our condolences, obviously, to the family and you, your friend and colleague there. So, Great things that you're doing now to keep that legacy alive. So, Jamie Pote, Tewksbury Town Crier, Wilmington Town Crier, we are grateful that you came on, talk about everything that is Tewksbury Wilmington, and we'll look forward to some more conversations down the road. Let's go, sure. Redmond Wildcats. Sure. Let's go.
Sure. Anytime you guys, you know, want to chat, I'll be more than happy.
There's still the Redmond, right? Last time we checked.
Still a Redmond.
Okay.
They're one of the few. That's the right. Amesbury just changed, right?
Did Amesbury change? What are they called?
Yeah, the Red Hawks.
The Red Hawks.
Yeah.
The Red Hawks. Yeah, that just happened last week, right?
Did they ask all the Hawks about that, Nick?
You know? I didn't go into it. I just saw the headline. I thought, the first paragraph, you know.
Yeah, but Tuck is not the Sachems anymore, too, right, Nick?
They changed, and a lot of them have changed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Saugus, they try, but that won't happen. There's too many tough people in that town. You can let that go through, but
no, Redmond, they've tried a couple times, and it's been, you know, heavily, no thanks.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, it's gotten to like a school level, like school committee, all that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I forget how long ago. The gymnasium was packed, and they had speaker after speaker after speaker.
Wow.
And it was probably about 90 to 10 in favor of keeping it.
Okay. Well, it's good. Hey, Jamie, thanks for the scoop, and best of luck this winter season out there. Tewksbury Town Crier, Wilmington Town Crier, check those guys out, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Thanks,
all right.
Nick.
Yep.
Thank you.
Jamie Pote in the books. Okay. Nick, let's take a break and then wrap up with some more Merrimack Valley sports talk. Give a little winter sports report.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
All right, Merrimack Valley, back here on our podcast on msonewsports.com. Jamie Pope, thank you for the great interview. Happy to have him, Nick. He's been a staple on the area sports journalist scene. I've run into him many times, right? On the scene, he's one of the longtime journalists here. Takes a special breed and Sounds like that Mike Ippolito was a special breed himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does. Sure does. I never had the pleasure, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of Cape and Tewksbury action going on, but except for the football here and there, right?
Yeah, it happens usually. Usually it's a loss for the team I'm covering.
Yeah. Yeah, great football in the Valley. So speaking of great stuff in the Valley, Linter, a little recap from last year. What's coming back this year? Looking at, you know, Andover boys lose to Newton North in the semis last year. BC High won the thing. But another Andover team was in the semis and got through, the girls beating Central Catholic in the semis in a great MVC matchup, and then eventually losing to Springfield Central 43-40 in the finals last year. Andover girls, yeah. Andover field hockey's coming off a state title, so you know, maybe get some athletes from that team, what have you. And then, of course, Nick, boys hockey was, Tewksbury was the real deal. I mean, you know, you saw your Gloucester team lose to Canton in the semis, and then Tewksbury handily beat them. Yeah, Tewksbury beat them 3-1. So, yeah, Canton scored 6 against your boys in Gloucester.
Yeah, put 4 and 5 shots in the first 4 minutes. I was kind of it.
Oh, I remember that too. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Got to play catch up now. It's too much to ask. So, yeah, and then Tewksbury sitting there waiting in the finals. They beat, what, Duxbury in the semis, and then, you know, handle Canton 3-1. You know, stopping that team, you saw that team making, you know, holding Canton to one goal was insane.
Yeah, yeah, big time. You know, obviously Tewksbury was a complete team. You know, they look like they could be again this year. You know, that's one of those teams, I heard the hype about them all season long, and, you know, they lived up to it.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, it's early season, so we're going to wrap things up, close shop. And we're just going to let the Merrimack Valley kids do the talking for us. Get out there, rip it up, have coaches on, athletes on all throughout the winter season. You heard it here, msonewsports.com. Got anything else, Nick, before we close her down?
I'm good.
All right, cool. We're out here for another week. Thanks for tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. See you next week.
Merry Christmas, everyone.